HFM. It's 8:16 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. As you know, every single Friday we have this chat. Thank you so much for choosing the Enneskin Shekwano Fresh Breakfast. Now, today's What Would Shay Do? Reads as follows, and FYI, if you just join us, What Would Shay Do? Is that bit where we just relay a situation that someone is going through, we keep them anonymous, and Shekwan shares what she would have done had she found herself in the similar situation. Now, today's email reads, "Hey Shekwan, I've been hearing this segment for a while now, and I've been skeptical to reach out, but I think I need some advice from you today. I'm dating a cheater. And that is just the truth, by the way. I've been with this man for a few years now, but he's always chasing ladies on social media and at his workplace. He has even had some complaints against him made against him at work from the ladies, but he doesn't stop. He cheated on me the one time, got someone pregnant, but the lady lost the pregnancy. And every time that I am intimate, I always feel an infection. And I am even scared of going to get tested. I'm thinking of taking PrEP for that matter. How do I get to it? And how effective is it? I love this man, but I'm now worried about my health, as at this time or at this point, we live together, but he is hardly home. Shekwan, what would you have done?
Run.
Oh, run. Oh, snap.
Easier said than done, yeah. I know, but I will pack my bags and I will leave. I don't, once again, easier said than done, but I don't really care what I have and what I don't have. Even if I have to leave with the clothes on my back, I am leaving that situation immediately. The fact that this conversation or this email even started off with saying that I'm dating a cheater, he's not your man. He's never been your man. This man that you love and you don't want to leave and want to be with him forever, probably even do life with him, has added you to his rotation of women. Let that sink in. The very person that you love, you have great plans for, probably even supporting his dreams, and you're holding him on a high accord. You are praying for this man. You are even praying for him to change. He has added you to a rotation of women. And ultimately what that means is that this man, first of all, does not value you. He does not respect you and he does not love you. So why stay in a situation like that, that you know is not good for you? Especially when it even starts to, I would assume the situation, if I was in it, it would affect my mental health on so many levels. This is not something normal. This is not something that you can just handle and be like, ah, no, that's just how the person is. No, absolutely not. Being cheated on is like the worst. It leaves you feeling like you're not good enough. You're questioning everything about yourself, from how you dress, how you walk, how you talk, and how you carry yourself. You just start to feel inadequate because of someone who just doesn't value you. And this is one truth that a lot of us, especially ladies, that we need to come to terms with. A lot of the times, the reason why we get run over so much is because we don't value ourselves. It's sad, but it's the truth. Because if you do not value yourself, it's so hard for someone else to see that value in you. There was a trend that was going around on TikTok, I think it was last week or so, where, you know, how ladies are now in their soft era. And I just want to date a man that's going to give me that soft life and that soft era and whatever it is. That gentle love and whatever it is, which is great. I mean, we all want it and we all deserve it, you know. But what people were saying was this. If you carried yourself as such, if you valued yourself as that woman that deserved that soft, gentle, landing love, you wouldn't have to ask for it.
It'll come naturally. It'll come automatically. It'll attract.
Exactly. Yeah, you become a magnet to it.
To it, yeah.
Here's the thing for you to think about before we unpack this on the other side of this, is that a lot of the times you could be, this is not even just pertaining to as women, even men. You could be the full package, just at the wrong address.
Oh, I see.
It's like, imagine being a delivery man.
Yeah.
and you have this package and then you deliver this package at NSK's house, but it's meant for Shaquan. So now Shaquan is just like, you know, all anxious and eager and just waiting. Like, where is my package? But my package is at NSK's residence, probably not even being treated and handled right. Hypothetically, partner.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. But now I'm waiting for my package so that I can care for you and give you all the love and everything that you need. But you are just wasting your time at a space or a resident where you're not even wanted in the first place.
I think that is
profound. Why would you want to fight for a place when you're someone else or something better?
Yeah.
That's like, you know what? You got enough space. Do whatever it is that you want. You know what? Put your feet on the couch. Feel at home.
Yeah.
My point is, you need to get out of this. And I'm going to unpack with you, obviously, a little bit more as to how you can just get yourself out of this situation. And it all starts with choosing you.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. We will be back, part two of What Will Shay Do?
Everyone loves an upgrade. But with DSTV, you get boosted to a whole...
It's Namibia's Heart and Soul with the NSK and Shaquan this morning. Started with this baby since 6 a.m. and we will end it off at 10 a.m. We've got What Would Shay Part 2 on right now. This is the bit where every Friday around this time you reach out to us. And when you do, you help us with a situation that you are experiencing in your life, okay? And we keep you anonymous. The trick here, it really is to put Shaquan in your shoes and see what Shaquan would have done. So today's situation reads, hey Shaquan, I've been hearing this segment for a while now and I've been skeptical about reaching out, and I think I need some advice from you today. I'm dating a cheater, and that is just the truth. I've been with this man for a few years now, and but he's always chasing ladies on social media and at his workplace. He has even had some complaints leveled against him at work from ladies, but he doesn't stop. He cheated on me one time and got someone pregnant, but the lady lost the pregnancy. And every time since then that I am intimate with him, I always feel an infection, and I'm even scared of going to get tested. And now my mind is at PrEP. I'm thinking of taking PrEP. How do I get to it? How effective is it? I love him, but I'm now worried about my health, as at this point we live together, but he's hardly home. What would Shaquan would have done in this case? Earlier on, you said you are picking your bags and you're running.
You don't care about what it is
that you have, what hold he has over you, you're running. Perhaps just put it to us, Shaquan, in practical terms.
Yes. So maybe to continue the conversation that we started a little bit earlier on, to remind you right now that, yes, I completely understand that it's a very, very difficult situation. And I also have to say that to a certain extent, I somewhat relate to it, because I think it's like for the most part, how I find myself in a similar situation, maybe not to this full extent, but in a similar situation was when I put other people before me. I just prioritized other people before me, and I felt that I was now of a certain age and I needed to have somebody, and regardless of how this person treated me, just stick it out and stick around and it's gonna get better. Or not even that, actually. You actually start to think that, you know what, men are just like that. Do you know what I mean? So just, you know, accept it and just ride with it. But it's not the case. It's definitely not the case. As much as we've heard so many horror stories about, you know, people being married and this happens in marriages or whatever it is, there are still people out there who are thriving in their marriages, and people who had to let go of all the things that were not good for them, especially relationships or even friendships and so forth, to step into spaces now that you found really, you know, a good partner for you or even good friends for you. Okay, so I wanted to remind you of something in this moment. Very sensitive issue. But this is just the hard truth that I had to come to terms with myself. And this is, I think it was somewhat of the epiphany that I really needed to snap out of it. And that is that nobody is coming to save you. If you don't save yourself, if you don't choose yourself, you pick yourself up, you rebuild yourself again, nobody is going to do that for you. If you're in a situation where this person, yes, is a cheater, I would say this person is actually an abuser at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's got to be a form of abuse, isn't it?
Exactly. They're inconsiderate of your feelings, your needs, your safety, your health. That person is abusing you. And I know that it's very hard for you to see things for what they truly are when you're finding yourself in that situation. And I empathize with that. But I really implore you to choose yourself and to just leave this situation. I would like for you to think of the times where you've been in similar situations where you were not being treated right, be it with a job, a friendship, or whatever it is. And, you know, to a certain extent, you thought that you would not be able to survive or go on with your life without that certain thing. And then you left the situation and then you moved on and then you thrived. That's exactly what's going to happen as well. It's going to be hard in the beginning, but it is important that you pick yourself up and get out of that situation. And also to really understand that when God made you, when you were even a thought to Him, He didn't want you to suffer. He didn't want you to be treated like this.
Ah, most definitely.
And it is important that you also remember that you are in the image of God, and everything that you do needs to represent that. Start loving yourself today. Choose yourself. And there may be even things that you've probably been sleeping on, things that you even want to do for yourself. You share these things with your partner, they're not supportive of it, and because they're not supportive of it, you kind of just, you know, throw it to the side. Okay, I'm not going to do this, whatever it is. And then years go by, and then you realize that I've been doing nothing but sleeping on myself, but building your life and your dreams. And ultimately what happens, and this is the truth though, that person that you're helping to elevate to a certain level is going to get to a certain level where they start looking down on you.
And that person will do what?
And that person will leave you.
Okay.
So if you don't choose yourself, you will be left out in the cold. So it is important that you choose yourself, you leave that situation, start building on your dreams, build yourself, man, work on your glow up from this situation. But choose you is all I'm going to say.
Thank you so much, Shaquan. I think that is quite valuable. This conversation will be up on our website pretty soon. Stick around. This is Fresh FM.
On average, we make 35,000 choices every single day. Some are easy, some are hard.